There may be a few different reasons why we're here today, but one of the big reasons, one of the reasons we all share, is to honour self-sacrifice. Thank you very much to all those who've been involved in the beautiful and thought-provoking displays around the village, here in church, in the church hall too. And these displays say, we honour the self-sacrifice of the 33 young men from Poynton who, when the war ended 100 years ago, this moment, did not come back. They'd sacrificed their lives for their friends and family, their village and country, their king and county, and for future generations like us. The least we can do is to honour their self-sacrifice. But maybe there is more we can do. Of course, it's not just those who give their lives who make sacrifices. The fallen make the ultimate sacrifice. But what about people like my great auntie Peggy from Shropshire? She was my grandma's sister, married my uncle Sid, who in World War II was in the RAF, stationed in West Africa on the supply routes to the armies in Egypt. Sid, while there, caught a serious brain disease in a station up country in Nigeria. And when he came back from the war, for many years, he just sat in a chair, unresponsive, or lay in his bed with Peggy, his carer. War calls many people to make big sacrifices, and we salute each and every one. Because self-sacrifice is a great thing. Do you not think so? Maybe you should think again if you don't think so. God thinks self-sacrifice is a great thing. Did you hear the Bible reading? No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. It's not only a great thing, there's nothing greater. Self-sacrifice, says Jesus, is the greatest love. And maybe you thought love was about sentimental feelings or perhaps overwhelming passions, but nope. The greatest love is self-sacrifice. The least we can do is honour self-sacrifice, but there is much more that we can do. Jesus did not just honour self-sacrifice, he did self-sacrifice. It was the loving thing to do. He gave up his home comforts and sought out the lost. He sacrificed his career and reached out to people, strangers. He put himself in danger to stand up for the needy. He chose suffering, torture, and public execution in order to offer salvation to the world. Don't just honour self-sacrifice, shows Jesus. Do it. No one has greater love than this, than they lay down their life for their friends. Well, Jesus' love was great, even greater than that. He laid down his life for his enemies. He died, rose again for his generation and for future generations like us, you and me. Jesus loves you and me because he gave his life for you and me. God knows today We honour all those who have put themselves in harm's way for our sake. It was a worldwide war, but for our soldiers of World War I, most of the harm was happening in battle lines in France and Belgium or in the Mediterranean, as we saw from the list of people who lost their lives from Poynton. You know, Western Europe had not known such conflict for about a century since Napoleon Bonaparte had invaded his neighbours. But when the German armies invaded Belgium and France in 1914, it was nasty. In our twin town of Aib, in the Champagne region of France near the Belgian border, it was terrible. The German soldiers killed over 60 civilians in their village and destroyed so many of the buildings. Many in Britain realized that something needed to be done, and we honor those who did what needed to be done. And we honor in particular those who did what needed to be done and did not come back. And don't just honor self-sacrifice, shows Jesus. Do it. Put yourselves out for others. Go the extra mile to help someone else. Commit yourself to serving a needy group of people or lonely individual. Costly self-sacrifice is the greatest love. You've probably heard the pig and the chicken were walking along the road, talking about what a good thing it is to provide a fine English breakfast. Yes, it's an honour to do my bit, said the chicken. Yes, said the pig. But remember, for you it's an offering. For me, it's self-sacrifice. That's what counts today. The pig is right. Don't just honour self-sacrifice. Do it. Our final hymn, in which the standards are to be collected, is hymn.